Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by JP Morgan Chase.
And I'm Jake Sherman. President Donald Trump talked to the New York Post, and he would not say definitively that he still backs Steve Bannon. Our playbook translation, either Bannon stops doing whatever is annoying Trump or he's gone. Plain and simple. Trump also told the New York Post that the U.S. is not going into Syria, and he and the Chinese president had a great chemistry, though that does not mean they'll get along on trade or North Korea.
We've got a new Politico Morning Consult poll out that shows that Kellyanne Conway and Sean Spicer are the best-liked White House aides. Hope Hicks and Gary Cohn, meanwhile, are the least well-known. The poll also found that voters support the Syria airstrikes initiated by Trump, but there is less support for using ground forces there.
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer apologized on CNN for his comments claiming Hitler did not use chemical weapons. Our colleague Alex Eisenstadt is reporting that Spicer also reached out to Republican megadonor Sheldon Adelson's office and said he made a terrible mistake and apologized if he was offensive.
Republicans were able to fend off a surprisingly strong Democratic challenge to hold on to Mike Pompeo's House seat in Kansas. Ron Estes was buoyed by a last-minute $100,000 cash infusion by Republicans that included an NRCC abortion ad and high-profile surrogates getting involved in the race, like Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, Mike Pence, and a robocall by Trump himself.
The Washington Post has the scoop on the FBI obtaining a FISA warrant to monitor Trump advisor Carter Page during the campaign, and Trump's administration is looking to make good on its calls for deep agency cuts.
In the juice, we've got another United Airlines job listing, this time for a government affairs representative slot. And Peter Cook, a longtime financial journalist who most recently served as Assistant Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs in the Obama administration, is joining the American Bankers Association. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.